shame and disgrace, cause the Savior who died for you and I, he said everything is gonna be alright.
God Cares Tonight with me. I have a gospel musician artist, Henry Jones III. Phone lines are open right now if you want to call in and give us a shout out and tell me how I'm doing. All right, Henry Jones III, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Brenda, finally I get a chance to talk to you. Whoa, what a pleasure. What a pleasure. Thank you first for allowing me to be on this platform and to speak to the listeners all over the world. Thank you.
Yes. Yes. So where are you calling from? May I ask you that first?
I am calling from the Lone Star State, Texas, the greatest state in the United States on this mainland.
Okay. All right.
Pulled out to Texas. Yes, ma'am.
All right, Texas fans out there. We have a star on my platform. So I would like to mention about the first track I just spent, God Cares. What's the story behind that song?
And I mean, listening to that brought back so many memories because I've been working on new projects. But, man, when you just to listen to it, I was like, wow, man, it just took me back down memory lane. January the 14th of 2010 is when I recorded God Cares. And how that song came out, I was in the studio with several other people, and the producer was making the beat, and he's making the beat, putting the melodies, and everybody's just sitting back. You know, we just listening. And as I'm sitting there, when he started playing the melody, the Holy Spirit told me, "That's your song." And I was like, "Well, God, what am I singing to that? Because that's like a hip hop, you know. I'm kind of like mellow and everything, but I had like a hook, a chorus already written down. And so I went beside the producer and I said, "Man, I think I got something." And I sung the hook to him, and he was like, "Man, let's go. You ready to record? Let's go." I said, "There's one thing though." He said, "What?" I said, "I have no verses." He said, "Well, man, I'm gonna give you about 15 minutes, man. And Just write a couple of verses. That ain't gonna be hard." And I said, "Okay." So he kept it in the loop, the music just going. And I sat back, and I just thought, and I kept thinking, and I could not come up with anything. And then that's when he came back. He said, "Are you ready?" I said, "No." He said, "What's going on?" I said, "Man, I got writer's block right now." He said, "Man, no, you just can't. the hook, the chorus is hitting, man. All you need is a couple of verses." I said, "Man, a couple? I can't even get one right now." He said, well, I'll tell you what, man. He said, just think about some of the stuff that you either went through or what you're going through and this and that and this and that. And when he said that, he walked back out, and I had the room to myself, and I started thinking about what I was going through. And at that time, I was separated from my wife, and I was going through a divorce. And that's what inspired me, the song God Cares.
Okay.
Of sitting here, looking in the mirror, counting the amount of times I messed up, so much sickness in my body till I said enough is just enough. I fell on my knees to pray, asking the Lord, is there a way for an escape? He said, you don't have to endure this, my son. The fight you're fighting has already been won. Tears ran down my face, all the hurt, the shame and disgrace, because the Savior who died for you and I, he said, is going to be all right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you for that story. Thank you. So I would like to ask you to introduce yourself to the curious listeners out there. What would you tell them about yourself? Like, whom and what inspired you to write and sing gospel music? And how many years you've been entertaining, and you know, and also, what other music genres you do when you're out entertaining live? Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yes, my name once again is Henry Jones III. I'm named after my grandfather and my father. I was blessed to carry that name going forward. I do also have a son as well by the name of Josiah. I should have named him Henry as well, but I believe I was just led to name him Josiah, but he does carry my first name as his middle name, and I have a daughter named Jocelyn as well. Been doing music, been writing since the end of November of 2009, and on in December, on the actual day of Christmas, on December the 25th, is when I had shared some lyrics, you know, some songs to one of my family members, and I sung it to him, and he said, "Man, we got to get you in the studio." And I said, "Hold up, no, I don't want to record this. I'm just sharing with you." He's like, "Man, you have some fire like that." So that's how it started, because I really didn't consider myself the writer. I just believe that God kind of was starting to use me. And even at the time that I didn't even know that it was God using it. I was just writing of, you know, how I felt. And lo and behold, it was actually words that was going to inspire people's lives and impact people's lives even up today. As far as with different genres of music, I do right now everything is pretty much gospel. I do like a gospel pop. Gospel, like a rhythm and blues style, country gospel as well too. I also do celebrations like anniversary parties. November the 6th, I did a 40th wedding anniversary, and I did some of the songs I did was from Sam Cooke. I did songs like Having a Party, Twisting the Night Away, Bring It On Home to Me, and it was very exciting. Enjoyment. I'm still getting calls to this day, you know, to do celebrations like that.
Well, you had recorded that 40th anniversary on YouTube, correct?
Yes, yes.
Yes, I've seen it. That was awesome. Awesome.
Thank you.
So I would like to play one of your track songs. There are a lot of folks have been hollering about. This one's called All Thanks to You.
Oh,
so
wow.
Can you give me the story behind this track and what inspired you to write it?
Okay, well, I knew I was trying to do at least 7 songs on this first album, 7 for the number of completion. And I was listening to a certain track of All Thanks to You, just the music. And out of the blue, my baby brother calls me, and he said, "Man," he said, "I've been writing." I said, "What do you mean writing?" He said, "Man, I don't know. I just started writing. I don't even know why I'm writing." Now, he didn't know that I was recording music. So I said, "Well, man, I'm going to send you a track, and I want you to do something with it." So I sent him the track, and he called me back. He said, "Man, what are you doing? I said, well, man, I'm quiet as kept. I'm actually recording the album. He said, for real? I said, yeah. And so he said, well, man, I'm going to write something too. You have a name for it? I said, man, I don't know. And I just, we on the phone and we playing the music. And I was just like, just throwing out words and phrases like that. And I was like, Lord, I give all thanks to you. And I don't know what I said after that. And it didn't sound right, but I was like, okay, I give all thanks to you. It's going to stay. And so I finally completed the hook. Lord, I give all thanks to you because my life would be in shambles without you. That's a, mm-hmm. that's a true statement. And we recorded, but we go to the studio. And the introduction is probably, 15, 20 seconds long.
Yeah.
And the producer's like, okay, man, you got to say something. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, you got to say something, an introduction, because we can't just let 15 seconds of the song go. I mean, like, something need to be said. And so I was like, okay. So I put the headphones on, and as God is my witness, I put the headphones on, and I just went in. And I needed that intro. It's not even handwritten. That was off the top of the dome, like they said. We have a special guest on this track. Me and this individual go way, way back, trying to tell you. See, we go so far back, we come from the same womb. Because back in the day, we fought like Cain and Abel, stole each other's toys like Esau and Jacob. But God has called us at the appointed time to be on one accord, love for love, peace for peace, like Jonathan David. So let's tell the people what happens when lightning and thunder joins together. Checkmate. Oh, that just came off.
Okay.
It just came off the dome. And I'm I shocked my own self. I'm like, man, I did not write that down. I did not. I guess how they say I was just crunk. I was like just hyped up. But I started thinking about me and my brother and just how we grew up. We would take each other's stuff and we fought. You know, of course, we tried to, it was almost like we was trying to kill each other, but we wasn't trying to kill each other. We were just, you know, trying to hurt each other and taking each other's stuff. And then, you know, we would separate. And then such a time like this, God brought us back together to work together, just like Jonathan and David in the Bible. They came together on one accord.
Well, that's a heck of a story there. You have a testimony. So this track here, All Thanks to You, what year was it released?
2010. I'm not sure which month. Between January of 2010 to maybe April of 2010, because I remember I had to fly to Kansas City, Missouri to do a ministry concert, and by the time I got back, the CDs were pressed and everything to be distributed.
Okay, so is it on the album Out of Sight, Out of Mind? And what year did this album Out of Sight, Out of Mind was released?
In 2010, May of 2010. Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to stop yapping, and I'm going to go ahead and play this track. And you stay in that hot seat, Henry Jones III. We'll be right back.
Man.
All thanks to you.
We have a special guest on the track. Me and this individual, we go way, way back. I'm trying to tell you. Shoot, we go so far back. We came out the same womb. Because back in the day, we were more like Cain and Abel, stole each other's toys like Esau and Jacob. But God said it's time for us to get back together and to be on one accord, love for love, peace for peace, like Jonathan and David. So you know what? Let's tell the people what happens when lightning and thunder join together. Checkmate.
Glory and honor to his majesty, I mean a king, without him where would we be? And to our family, God's grace shines bright. We stood against time and fought the good fight. To our friends, for the ones who stood strong, don't forget that Christ can right your wrong. And to the body of Christ, stay connected like Legos, just to stand strong in the beating of foes like pros.
I give all thanks to you, 'cause my life would be in shambles without you. Lord, I give all thanks to you,
cause my life would be in shambles without you. This goes out to my prophet.
Some suffered and died, torture real hard in the sight of his eye, but none forgotten like a soldier at war. We come in, we see you, you ain't that far. And to the many who struggle sometimes, trying to raise a family, only making a dime, he sees your troubles and I ain't lying. Just trust in his word and everything'll be fine. Into the underground, most people frown on the sins that's committed. Christ can get you around. A seed that's just landed, a seed that's been planted, a stranger with words, your sins are forgiven. Oh yeah.
Lord, I give all thanks to you, cause my life would be in shambles without you. Lord, I give all thanks to you, cause my life would be in shambles without you. This goes out to my elders,
who've been plowing so long, getting too weary, wanting to go home. The world really needs you like an iPhone. Your gifts are much needed in this earthly dome. Rewards will be waiting for you when you die. A mansion on a hill grounded in the sky.
In the
and tell
sky.
The day let the light shine bright. Cause even in the light the glow is just that bright. Your name will be shown in the book of life. A life that's reborn without all that strife. A promise was made, so let it be. Many things will happen before the great grief.
Tragedies,
heartaches, and great pain. Similar to a bad pregnancy phase. God said he will take us away to a place that's established where victory is made.
Lord, I give all thanks to you.
Well, you bring it back memory. God, so.
Wow. Well, you know what? Most music does not have an expiration date, especially gospel music. That's my opinion. So as we move along, go ahead and give information on where anybody can find you streaming online and your social media information. Go ahead.
Yes, on social media, I have my website is, I'm sorry, my email address. Let me get my email address first. And that's God First, that's GOD1ST.EST.2010@gmail.com. That's GOD2010@gmail.com. Also, my social media page is, on Instagram, it's music Henry Jones, and that's on Instagram. Also, my Facebook page for my music page is Henry Jones Music.
Okay, all right.
And you'll be able, yes, ma'am, you'll be able to contact me on there. I also have some YouTube videos under Henry Jones, but if you email me, I can be able to send forth an album as well, because I still have some Out of Sight, Out of Mind albums. And I'll be sure to get it to you. We'll handle that as according to the phone call come in. And yeah, we take care of you.
And mention also that you're open for bookings. So they need information on how to contact you, your contact number, or you just want them to email you?
Yes, for right now. But you know what? Yes, for right now, just email me. That's God
right.
First. Yes, ma'am. godfirst.est.2010@gmail.com. Yeah, that's probably the best bet right now.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So I would like to mention, God First, your clothing line. Now, quite a few listeners probably are listening through the link. And through that link, there's a picture slide. And I put in there some of the samples of clothing that you have.
Oh, wow. Thank
yes.
you. Wow.
So they see photos of the clothing that you have. You got hoodies, hats, actually two-piece jogging sets, sweatpants,
yes.
too.
Yes.
Yeah, so how would they get in contact with you to wear your brand? Through
yes,
email?
Ma'am. On email or Facebook, they can inbox me on my Facebook clothing page. It's GOD1ST EST.2010TM. That's GOD1ST2010TM. Or they can go to my website. It's still under construction right now, but you still be able to get on there, and that's GOD1ST EST.2010.com.
All right. Thank
you,
for that information.
Hold on. Let me say that one more time. I'm sorry. Let me say that one more time. It's GOD1ST EST2010.com. It's only one dot. I'm sorry. GOD1ST EST2010.com. That's to the website.
All right. And thank you for that information as well. How did you come up with the name God First, estimated 2010? What was going on in your life and what inspired you to name that? And how did you come up with the logo?
How I came up with the logo, actually it started, it was a vision that my cousin, God had blessed him with the vision to a ministry, a community ministry, to where we go into the community and we do what Jesus said, feed the hungry, clothe the naked, visit those in the hospitals and the jails and the nursing homes. And one of the things that we strongly wanted to do as a unit, as a body, was to go to the nursing homes. And we started that in 2010. But before we started that, I mentioned earlier about going to Kansas City, Missouri in May of 2010 to do a ministry concert. And while we were up there, I went to go visit one of my the pastor's mother-in-law. She was in a rehabilitative facility getting her leg worked on, and she couldn't make the concert. So I went there and sung like three songs a cappella to her, and I turned around. Her room was filled with doctors, nurses, physicians, and I was blown away. And after I finished singing and entertaining, I walked out, and the Lord spoke to me, and he told me, when we get back, this is what you're going to be doing. And so when I told my cousin, he stayed. He said, well, God told him already. And I said, well, when did he tell you? He said, he told me about 10 years ago. I said, well, why you didn't start on anything? He said, well, I was waiting for confirmation, waiting on confirmation, and you are my confirmation. So as soon as we got back to Port Arthur, Texas, we hit the ground running, and we started getting shirts. Our first color, of course, black shirt with the white letters. Just had the just had G1ST, and it went from the black color to October, of course, breast cancer awareness. So we did a fuchsia pink, and when Chris came, we did red. And so people were just asking about the shirts, and you know we'll sell the shirts to them. And then we sat down. We're like, man, I think God is giving us a business right now, and we don't even see it. And so we sat down. We went into business, and God blessed the business to grow even more. And in 2015, I had exit out from the business to start my own, because I know I was doing a lot more with the music and with the clothing brand, and I actually came up with my own graphic design. And so I've been going ever since with the God First EST 2010 with the tail on it. And it's been worn in countries such as United Kingdom, London, Saudi Arabia, Ghana, Africa, Pakistan. Actually, one of my distributors is in Pakistan. I can talk to him anytime on Facebook, Facebook Messenger. And I'm just grateful of what God is doing, and I know it's going to continue to grow even more and more because I have several more continents that I got to touch. So,
well, I got to know you through Lee Austin, and he was wearing a lot of your shirts, and I'm like, and then he told me about you, and y'all do music together. Is that correct?
Yes, that's my producer, my engineer.
Okay.
And like my mentor, he calls me his godson, so I'm like his godson. So we talk, man, all the time,
right?
Man, about music, like,
right.
He said, "He's so young, man. You sure got a lot of wisdom." I said, "Well, man, when you around elderly people, like
yeah.
Jesus around a lot of elderly people, you learned a lot." So
right.
I'm grateful to have him in my life. I really am.
That's a fact. Yeah, Lee Austin has been on my show many, many times. I got to come up with another name for him because I've been working with him for 2 years, you know. So I would like to play another track. God's Listening. Tell me, what's the story behind this song here? What inspired you to do this one?
Okay, well, apparently I don't know if Sam Cooke has been in my spirit for some reason after watching a movie, and I believe the third song I wrote was around 2 something in the morning. I have it written down, and I just kept hearing "Twisting the Night Away." Just kept hearing the music, no lyrics, just "Twisting the Night Away." Woke up, and I was like, "Okay, all right, Lord, what you want me to do with this?" So I get up, I go to my computer, I type in "Twisting the Night Away" by Sam Cooke, and I let it play. I repeat, let it play, repeat, let it play. And then I say, okay, I know if I'm going to do something with this song, it got to be exactly how Sam sounds, but with a gospel twist to it. And, of course, you know, "Twisting the Night Away," it starts off, "Let me tell you about a place somewhere New York way. Wherever people are so gay, they're twisting the night away. They'll have a lot of fun, put trouble on the run. Old man, you find old and young, they're twisting the night away." So, So I flipped it.
Okay.
"Let me tell you, man, I know, came down from heaven to save your soul. Have no respect for the young or old. He's listening while you pray. He sees the way that you need. Cry out, help me, please. All he's saying is to trust in me. God is listening while you pray."
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and spin this track, and we're going to continue with the show. You stay in that hot seat, Henry. We'll be right back. Here is God's Listening.
Heaven to save your soul. Has no respect for the young or old. He's listening while you pray. He sees you when you're down on your knees, crying out, "Lord, help me, please." All he's saying is to trust in thee. God is listening while you pray. Hey, he's listening, listening. God's listening while you pray. God on what went wrong. God was listening while he prayed. Everything the devil stole, my God returned a double fold. Don't tell me he's asleep on the throne. God is listening while you pray. Hey, he's listening, listening, listening while you pray.
God got grace. His mercy will lead me on.
Oh yeah, keep listening while you pray. As story comes to an end, His word says we're gonna win. Repent and believe on Him. He's listening while you pray. He's coming back for His bride. So fully dressed in her white. Could it be today or even tonight? God is listening while we pray. Hey, He's listening, listening. God's listening while we pray. God is listening, listening. Yeah, He's listening while we pray.
Let's praise Him while we're God. Praise with God. Got grace.
Oh,
His mercy will lead me on.
Oh yeah, listening while you, listening while you, oh listening while you pray.
All right, that is God listening. Right there.
Yeah.
So I would like to ask you, Henry, what is the ultimate desire which you wish all your fans and followers to get out of your music?
And I believe music is a voice from God. And music is it's a blessing to not only just to hear, but to embrace it. And what I want people to get out is allow it to bless their spirit. You know, of course, by me doing gospel music, I come from the angle of letting it minister to you, you know, to bring peace to your mind, to bring joy, you know, and comfort, you know, and to know that no matter what you go through, you know, of course, when you're when you're listening to music, especially gospel music, you know, you allow it to minister, just like the songs that you've listened to already, it has a message. And the message is of encouragement, you know, and that's my job is to make an impact before I leave here, leave this earth. I want to make an impact. If I can just help change someone's life, even if it's just one, I know that I'm doing something of what my Heavenly Father has commanded me to do.
Mm. All right. Thank you for that. Thank you. So I would like to play Blessed Assurance at the end of the show. And God, love is for real. The last mile of the way, and thinking about you. So, can you give me what inspired you to do these songs? What's the story behind them?
Yeah, all those songs there is like is a mixture. It's like a gumbo where we eat down south. We got sausage and chicken and snow crab and onions and shrimp. Those actually all the songs that you just mentioned are different genres of music, all gospel, but has a different style of a country style, of a rhythm and blues style, of a classical, like 50s classical, and something like pop as well too. And what inspired me is life situations that I went through. Life situations. Every song has a story, has its own story of what I was going through in life. Some were great and some were not so great, but I'm still alive to tell it.
Now, is most of these tracks are on the album Out of Sight, Out of Mind?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Okay.
And,
all right.
Yes. Yeah.
And so any future music projects you're working on right now you want to mention and tease us about?
Yes, I'm actually, I've been talking with Mr. Lee Austin about getting back in the studio because it's kind of, I won't say difficult, but when you have a clothing brand and it seems like I'm jumping on one side, then I jump on the other side. So God, he's going to send me assistance in that as well. He's already doing it. So I thank God for that. But yeah, I'm definitely going to be getting back in the studio and working on some more material because, man, right now, how do you say, creative juices is flowing right now, and I'm excited. I'm definitely excited.
Okay, so I would like to ask you, is there any upcoming events? I'm quite sure as that works in your bookings. So do you have any upcoming events?
I don't have anything, in ink down in pen right now, but
okay.
I do have a lot of people that's wanting to know if I'm doing, have any bookings or am I willing to travel? Yes, I'm willing to travel. I have someone that deals with my booking as well too, so I have email address and we'll go from there. But yes.
Okay. All right. So you are more than welcome right now to give a shout out to all those lovely people that have supported you in your music journey. Go right ahead.
Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Lord. But first I want to thank everyone who's ever supported me by through prayer, through purchasing a CD, purchasing a clothing from me, just giving me words of wisdom, text messages, inboxes. I appreciate to the fullness, because you could have been thinking about somebody else. You could have been supporting someone else, but at that given time, you were supporting me, and I appreciate that from the crown of my head and from my heart. I definitely appreciate that. And there are some people that I know that, how they say, they were in the trenches with me consistently, and I just want to thank, first person was Harvest Palmer when I was coming out of my marriage, and he was there to keep me solid, because, man, if I didn't have him, you wouldn't be talking with me right now. I wouldn't be doing no music, no clothing brand. So I want to thank Harvest Palmer. I also want to thank my spiritual mother, my mother Sherry. She's been there, just being a mother, it's almost like she birthed me. She's not my biological mother, but she definitely has birthed me in the spirit, and I thank her for that, for being the mother that I need now, because my biological mother passed away 13 years ago, and she's been there to be a mother figure to me. I want to thank my apostles, friends, of course, Lee Austin being there as a godfather to me.
Lee Austin.
Yes, Brother Lee. Also, Chris Bolden as well, too. He's an apostle. I thank him as well. He's poured into me so much. I want to thank my pastor, who I'm with New Faith Ministries in Port Arthur, Texas, Pastor Jimmy Ardwine. He's always been pouring. He checks on. He calls me at least every other day just to check up on me, and I thank him for that as well. And also a few of my sisters in the Lord, Sharice Williams. She's gonna be like, boy, why you did that? But she's been there in the trenches for me. And also Treva Johnson, she's been there as well. And also a close friend of mine, Tina Michelle, she's been there as well too. She prays with me. So I thank God for those particular people. But most of all, I just thank God for everyone that, even when I cross their mind, they reach out to me. I just want to be grateful. I'm grateful. To them as well, too.
All right. Well, let's give them an applause that they will keep on supporting you in all your music that you do. So as we move along in the show, I will play the other tracks at the end of the show as we sign out. Any words of wisdom you would like to give to those that are still suffering in the world today? Go right ahead, Henry John.
The first thing that I know, you just mentioned the word suffering. It's amazing that you mentioned that, because I just taught Bible study at 6 o'clock Central Time at my church, and it was about rejoice in suffering. And it's kind of, it seems like an oxymoron. How do you rejoice in suffering? And, you know, we said the statement that said, what don't kill you make you stronger. And that's what I want to encourage everyone, is that no matter what you're going through and what's going on in your life, stay positive, because once you overcome that, you're going to drop that seed behind you for somebody else to pick up and learn from it. And that's called a trailblazer. And we're all trailblazers in such a way, you know, we're all trailblazers. And I just want to encourage everyone to keep your heart right. No matter what, no matter who comes your way, you treat them right, because there's a blessing behind of treating people right and keeping your heart right. And yes, it's difficult. It is difficult. it's only difficult when you fight against it, because it's plenty. It's a lot of things that's going on in this world. I know dealing with COVID. My sister and my father, they passed away from COVID August the 5th and August the 6th. And thank you. It's only because of my faith in God that I'm able to continue to stand and continue to go forth. Not saying it don't hurt. Yes, it do hurt, but I know it's for my good. There's a scripture that says all things work together for the good to them mm-hmm. that love God and that are called according to his purpose. So this is my purpose right now of being on this platform with you and just telling people a little bit of my story, that you can make it and you will make it is because I believe in you and God does too.
Amen. We have a caller. Caller, oh, area wow. code 979. Go ahead and speak.
Hey, everybody. This is Lee Austin, man. Calling.
Lee Austin.
Yeah, man. Hey, everybody, it's me, man. Hey, what's going on? Yeah. You know, me, Brent, always try to support. I was in a session where I broke free for a moment, man, you know, and mm-hmm. I'm trying to support as much as I can, you know, and even the artists I don't know, I still try to call in when I can.
Right.
Man, to show support. I know what you're doing. It's very important, man, giving independent artists the platform. Your platform has really helped me out and my growth. And I just want to tell HJ3, that's what I call it, man, you know, keep doing
okay.
what you're doing. And, yeah, man, it was a pleasure working with him on his projects, man, and I'm looking forward to working with him in the future. And
I was just
calling in, man, just to give my support on tonight, on this scene here on the Third Coast, everybody. So, yeah, man, you know, a great job, man, and keep doing what you're doing. Yeah, man, yeah.
Man, I appreciate that. I definitely do. I mean, these tracks is because of you. You know, putting your seasoning on it. So I appreciate it, definitely.
Oh, yeah, man. Thank you, man. Yeah, it was a pleasure working with you, man. Yeah, I had fun.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Brian, for accepting the call. Yeah, thank you for getting me in here on tonight. Thank you, ma'am.
And I will be looking forward to your future music projects coming up soon, too, Lee Austin.
Oh, yeah, they're coming up soon. Yeah, man. You know,
yeah,
man,
I know.
13 to 14, yeah. On there, yeah, man. So yeah, be looking out. Yeah,
all
and
right.
About this HJ3's moment. So I'm gonna slide on off and let him get back to his thing.
Keep
doing what you're doing, bro. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right.
All right, Henry. So I would like for you to give your contact information again for persons to contact you for bookings and to keep up with you on social media as well. Go ahead and give that information again.
Okay. Well, my email address is god1st.est.2010@gmail.com. That's god1st.est.2010@gmail.com. And I'm going to give a contact number, area code 713-775-4396. That's area code 713-775-4396.
And you do travel, correct?
Absolutely.
All right. So, Henry Jones, I want to thank you for taking out your time to participate on my platform. You are always welcome to come back with your new music projects. And
yes,
I want to thank you. Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. I love your music.
Thank you. It's like it's a pot of gumbo. I sing what I feel, and I believe it comes out very well. I'm thankful. I'm grateful.
Yes. So everyone, stay tuned in. I have more tracks off of Henry Jones' third album, Out of Sight, Out of Mind. Some of the tracks I still will be playing, even though we're signing out. So I want to say, Henry Jones III, you have a good night, and we'll keep in touch. You're my friend.
You as well.
I'm following you for life.
Thank you. Vice versa.
Yes. So I'm going to go ahead and play Blessed Assurance. And I'm going to say good night, everyone. Stay tuned for more shows later this month. This is Lady Diva Live Radio. Good night, everyone.
Oh, Lord, Father. Yeah. love letters that you wrote for me. Oh yeah. It speaks about your gorgeous grace and your miraculous mercy. I like that verse that says, greater is he that's in me than he that's in this world. Not just for every man, not for every woman, but including boy and girl. I feel it from the depths of my heart to the bottom of my soul. For you said, trust in you, and you'll make me whole.
I've gone the last time.